Predicting Droughts, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. A team of researchers led by the U of I's Dr. Daniel Johnson are looking very closely at droughts and drought tolerance in plants. I caught up with him in his lab.
There's been the droughts and there's been the technology, and those two things together over the past 4 or 5 years have really just burst open our understanding of water transport and drought tolerance and things like that. And it's still in its infancy, so I don't have a lot of concrete outcomes to report. And in terms of a GMO, I don't think we're anywhere close to understanding the way xylem works or what we could engineer into a plant for a GMO to be created. We're just not there. I think the things that we would ultimately like to see come out of this is, if droughts are getting worse in the West, what should we be planting in our forests? How should we be spacing our forests? How should we be managing our forests in terms of getting other things out of them, like water for agriculture? So I think all of those sorts of questions are what we want to come out of this in the future. Like, can we predict? U.S. Drought Monitor, let's say it's their most extreme drought, which is California's in right now. Let's say that that were to hit Washington State. Could we predict which species would make it and which species wouldn't? So, I mean, I think some predictive outcomes is what we really want.
And that would have a profound positive impact on preventing or fighting forest fires.
David Sparks.